Welcome to Who Said That with Sandy and Cade.
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
The podcast where we drill down on the 5 W's and 1 H of pop culture and lifestyle in and around South Africa.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Who Said That. And as you can hear, it's just Sandy, but not really. Kay is unfortunately unable to join us in this episode, but I'm joined by a very spicy resident of the Citizen editorial building. And you may not know that because he's quite serious in his reporting, but I'm joined by Thapelo Legabe. And Thapelo, please tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and I think what kind of tone you're going to be bringing to us today.
Hey girl, hey, thank you for having me. Hi guys, this is Thapelo Legabe over here. So what I basically do at The Citizen, I am the senior digital reporter, dealing with politics, hard news, all the boring stuff that you guys don't really care about. That's what I do.
Perfect. And we're not gonna be talking about the boring stuff today. Like, our topic today is celebrity beefs. And now, just looking back in the history of South African context, like, we have the biggie of AKA and Casper. And then, of course, we have the recent one of this week of Sizwe Dlomo and Vusi Thembekwayo. Now, if you guys aren't aware, Vusi kind of dragged Sizwe in this podcast called Panel, the YouTube podcast that many people follow, and it follows about a bunch of entrepreneurs, even political figures who go on it and talk about their lives and career. So Panel asked Vusi where he stood with Sizwe, right? And he basically said he doesn't respect the man, he's a rich kid, and he got his benefits out of, you know, being from a wealthy family. Now Sizwe kind of kept clap back on Twitter, as he does as usual, because he always seems to have time on that social media space. And he basically said, I didn't call out your kids. We haven't really spoken to each other for a long time. And if you have a problem with me, like, say to me, you have my number. Same thing Vusi said, and you have my work address. Now, Thapelo, there's a rumor that, actually not even rumor, there's an assumption that Caesar is a rich kid, and he got here because he's a rich kid.
But, oh. Who's saying that? Is that Vusi?
Vusi as well. And I think just Twitter in general. I think that's why the beef between them is so interesting, because they're both entrepreneurs. Caesar takes himself very seriously. So everyone just thinks, no, but you only successful in business because you come from a rich background.
All right. I think we should go back in time, first of all. Maybe these 2,000 kids don't know anything about MTV-based presenter search that happened a long time ago. I think this was around 2005 when the presenter search took place. So Sizwe was part of those snaking queues. He literally queued in the stand, guys. He was there the whole entire time. So this was not a privileged position for him. He went through the grind to find himself where he is right now. So the assumption that Sizwe is this rich, spoiled person who comes from a wealthy family, I don't know where that actually comes from, because we have to remember that this guy started off really from humble beginnings to where he is right now. And perhaps where he is right now with his successful businesses, we know that he's a restaurateur as well. So maybe that might be the reason why people might not have the context about where Sizwe actually comes from. But to vouch for him, someone actually tagged Sizwe on Twitter to let him know that Vusi is saying these things about him. So that's how that came about, guys. And Brother Man had to respond just to let people know what he has to think about that, because some very serious allegations would be made against him.
And I find it funny that Vusi kind of used his podcast to maybe popular or get it hits or make it viral, because he cussed him out. He cussed him out on the show, and we can't say some of what he said, but he basically said, I don't bleep care about him. You know, oh, I don't bleep respect him.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, where is this anger and hatred coming from? Because we haven't had or heard of you two beefing in so long. Like, where is this animosity coming from? So I think, in my opinion, Vusi was using it to get hits about his episode, because everyone is just talking about that small segment. We don't know. Most people didn't watch the other 2 hours of that podcast.
Even during there, like, what was the whole tension of that whole entire interview? Because I still don't know.
Because You know, Boosie prides himself as being the motivational speaker, the best business person to get advice from. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's going through it right now as we speak. Yeah. It's not a secret. So I think he was trying to clear that up. And he was also trying to make it seem like he's not having financial troubles as reported in many media outlets. Yeah. So he was trying to clear the air, but he also made it very controversial for himself. And I'm surprised he hasn't responded back to Sizwe.
I feel like there was a whole entire diversion strategy. Uvusi is facing so many things right now in his life, as we know. Allegations about his finances, Brotherman could be broke right now for all we know. And we don't know that. But, you know, those are the rumors that are going out there. So I think it was a diversion strategy. There was absolutely no need for Vusi to be bringing up Sizwe into the whole entire conversation. He could have been speaking about his upcoming projects and how he wants them to be successful. But he knows how to work the media, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that this is the person who speaks on platforms.
Yes.
So if you want to be speaking on a platform, you know how to work the media.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Vusi was able to do during that podcast. And frankly, I don't know much about that, but what I can say is that this had to be a diversion strategy. Getting other people to get involved in the conversation by dragging them in, and everybody forgets about the fact that you are going through a divorce right now, and it's quite messy from what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you could be using business right now, that could be happening to him, probably.
True.
So there was a whole entire diversion strategy. Is it a beef? Is it a one-man beef? Is it a bid? Is it a, well, you know, I don't know. Like, this is just someone who's trying to change the conversation right now and focus it on a completely unrelated topic.
So another non-one-man beef was the AKA and Casper beef. I mean, that was definitely not one man.
Mm.
I mean, may AKA Saul rest in peace, but those two were at it for some couple, I think in the beginning stages of their careers, they seemed to be going well in the early stages. And then things turned for the worse and the two didn't like each other for a very long time. And for hip hop and rap, that works. But there was a many, many, many points where people were like, is this marketing? Is this publicity? Is this for a good coin? Because there were many times where we saw them hang out together or photograph together playing soccer.
Yeah.
But there were also times where, you know, the publicly have non-physical jabs at each other.
And let's remember, guys, what is hip-hop without a beef?
Exactly.
What is hip-hop without a beef? We need a beef to keep on going, there for the album sales to go up. So they knew very well what they were getting themselves involved in by beefing, like we said, a.k.a. Maisel, rest in peace. We love Keenan. But, you know, that beef on its own, it was very much great for them. Careers, really. It
mm-hmm.
got them into the fore.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's called working the media, guys. How do you get your name out there? How do you get people talking about you? It's about getting involved in these beefs. So I don't know whether it was genuine or not, but ultimately in the end, and I'm glad that this was able to happen and eventually that they got along together and they were able to bury the hatchet. So, yeah.
No, but then
manufactured beef. I guess that's what we're talking about, yeah.
Not the manufactured beef.
Watch out.
And then I would say internationally, because I'm not sure, but we can talk about Bonang and Paul Tusi, also another marketing, I think, okay, the two probably do not like each other.
Yeah,
and it hasn't been spoken about since, but internationally, Nicki Minaj beefing with every single female rapper. Every single one of them.
Is there anyone that Nicki actually supports? Is there anyone that Nicki actually works hard for? Like, I don't know who. Nicki is just a hater. And I know a lot of people love Nicki and everything. And we all do. And we give her flowers and everything. But if you look at Nicki, if you look at Cardi B, Cardi B has been supporting so many young female rappers who are up and coming out there. We're talking about Gorilla. We're talking about who? Who's this again? Thingy. Why is the name missing?
Cardi B.
Cardi B has been supporting so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has been there. So let's just conclude that these beefs that we're talking about, they're all part of a marketing strategy to get your album sales out there. The more people talk about you, the more you are likely to stay in the conversation.
And lastly, guys, we just want to send out our condolences to the Kostatich family, his friends, fans, and colleagues. The artist passed away this Saturday or last Saturday, should I say, at Ultra Festival Nazareth, and he collapsed on stage. So we're just sending out our condolences as the citizen team to the fans that we are with you during this difficult time.
How tragic, but I just gotta say something, you know. I feel like people who are resharing that video where he lost his life, those final moments of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop doing that then?
Please,
can we just stop doing that? Can we think about the family? Can we think about the people who are affected by this? This is not something to be entertained by, guys. This is someone losing their life.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be reposting that and resharing that, what are you going to get out of that?
Okay. We're going to end on that podcast on that note. But thank you guys for tuning in to Who Said That? Sandy and Tepelo for this episode. Kay will be back next week. And Tepelo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, y'all.